in terms of the legal part, with the help of Howard Stein and Carolus, we started to collect the court rulings globally, because that's important, because Germany is a smoking heap of rubble in terms of the judicial landscape, particularly at the peak with the Supreme Court. But globally, there are numerous court cases that are very promising. Recently, we spoke to a colleague, Dipali Oja. We will maybe get back to that next Friday. There has been a lawsuit filed against Bill Gates. They are further advanced than most other Western European or Western countries, because based on experience, vaccination attempts that were actually sterilization attempts in Africa, in South Africa, and in India. So, Howard, can you give us some more? And Carolus, can you tell us a bit more about this?
Ja, das kann ich. Vielen Dank erstmal, Rainer, für diese Einladung hier.
I'll just say a few words about who we are, because we haven't been on the show before. Myself and Carolus are, I guess I'd describe us as a couple of content creators, filmmakers, and artists. And probably more importantly, at the moment, we're frustrated libertarians, because a number of our projects are on hold now because of everything that's been happening over the last 20 months or so. So just like everybody, we're frustrated and, we want to know what on earth is going on here. We've been trying hard to understand the science and, all the background for this, tuning into your show, and really hoping that the courts would stop this, that we'd have something really concrete by now. And what surprised us really is, and I guess it started earlier this year, we looked for rulings and really we found very few. And we actually couldn't believe why there wasn't more of a legal pushback against all of this. And then we'd hear guests on the Ausschuss discussing cases that we actually hadn't heard about, because they're never in the media. And, it seemed like even lawyers were being surprised by the information they heard from other lawyers through the Ausschuss. So, we started to understand that, yes, the press is really suppressing a lot of information here. And, even when I tell friends and acquaintances who are corona frightened about these cases, they don't really want to believe me. The evidence just isn't publicly available, and I think this probably leads many people to believe that what is going on must somehow be legally okay and reasonable, because if not, why wouldn't the courts do something? Why the press would tell us about this? So this is another thing which is obviously dividing society, and thinking about this, the two of us thought, well, this really made us want to create some kind of database where all the global legal cases could be collected and presented in an easily accessible form. And the way we see it, one of the key reasons for that is to connect lawyers globally, so that arguments that are working in one geography can perhaps help, arguments that are working in winning cases can be reapplied and help in other areas. So it's very important to connect all the lawyers. And we know now there's a big network and it is working, and cases are being fought and won. But not only that, we also think there's a need to inform the general public, who've been starved of information through the press. They're just not getting anything from the media. But we know there are a lot of people out there who they already smell a rat. They know something that's wrong. We want people to be able to see that there really are challenges happening. And importantly, the challenges are being won. And also that there's going to be a light at the end of this very dark tunnel we're all going through. So with that kind of background, our vision for this is essentially very, very simple. It's to put up a wiki-style website. So something that is community driven. That's very important. We're just two people, so we're not lawyers. We're designers to some extent, so we can put a website together. But we see this as a kind of fountain of gathered knowledge that's in an easy to find and readable format. And this is the other part of the the whole legal jargon. We're just trying to simplify this because many of these rulings are very long documents. So we're trying to present this in a simple kind of format. Ultimately, the success of what we're doing is going to depend on the global community of legal professionals supporting this. So we're actually now at the stage where we're inviting lawyers to send us case information in an easily used template format. We will put it on the site, but critically, we require the lawyers to do that. And I think the Auschwitz would be a great platform to get this information out to the lawyers. Right now, the site is on a kind of placeholder web domain. And of course, we'll that will change, and we'll use a domain name that's more memorable to get this out to everybody. So I think with that short background, I want to hand it over to my colleague, my friend Carolus, who's going to join via audio link, and he'll tell you about the site. And then afterwards, if there are any questions, we can take those. Does that sound okay?
Sounds perfect. Yes.
Yeah. I'll just start the screen share in that case. Minimize that. Yeah. Okay. And over to you, Carolus.
Okay, so I hope everyone can see the main site.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is our homepage. It shows up, and we have our title of the page is called Corona Cases, which is of course is a pun, play on words, and we have our subtitle called The Law Versus the New Normal, and here we have a big button here to take us to our cases. For those who are interested, we have some other tidbits on the site as well for people to see. You know, this is all about legal stuff, but we thought it would be good to also be able to show some videos that are related to legal things. So here on the left, we have a featured video page section. And then in the middle, we have our cases that we are picking the best ones or the latest ones out at the front. And then on the right, we have some articles that are in the news that are related to cases. Okay. So if we go click here on this button, this will take us to our main case page. So these are at first organized by country. At the moment, we only have a few because we've just started and we're collecting cases at present. But this should understand where we are planning to do here. We have, for example, we have a few here under the United States, and we have also a few here under Germany. If we go down further, we are working on trying to get sections for international cases. And over here, we have a section for landmark cases, such as Jacobson versus Massachusetts, which is from 1905, which a lot of judges in the United States seem to be quoting or turning to for decisions. So we thought cases like this would also be useful to have on the site.
That is one of the most important cases. It's the landmark case which seems to have allowed mandatory vaccinations. But upon closer inspection, the facts of that case were quite different from what we're dealing with now. But it's very important to include that case.
Yeah. Well, we'd love to include others if we can find that information. So here's a recent case from the United States, OSHA vaccine mandate case. And this is, you know, we're just going to show you how our page is laid out, which again is very much modeled on a Wikipedia style format. So here we have our main title, and then we have a very short explanation here of what the case is briefly about. And then we have some overall facts of the case, like when it was, where it was done, what the case number was, who the plaintiffs were, who the judge is, and what the verdict was. And then as we go down, we really want to present this in a very simple, easy to understand, quickly readable way. So that it's, you know, these cases are very quickly understood by people. So we start out with a background, a little information about why the case happened, a little information here on significance, why the case was important or is important. Then we go to a section for the plaintiff's argument. And then further down, we go for a section for the defendant's argument, which at this moment we don't have enough information for. And then we have here a decision made by the court. In this case, they had to have two decisions because this is a case against OSHA and the Biden administration. And the Biden administration decided, I guess, not to follow the rules. So the court had to go back in and say, again, you can't do what you said you were going to do. We already told you not to do. And then over here, we have an aftermath, which I think is important because a lot of these cases, like such as the 1905 case, you know, reverberates and affects other cases. And it's good. It's important to know. And then a little further down, we have further research that we can look to. For example, we can click, for example, on reading the original ruling. I think that's very important to have the rulings on these pages. And then some media sections. This is an attorney general from West Virginia who was part of this case against the Biden administration, and he's talking about his involvement. And then we have further down, and this is also very important, just like a Wikipedia, to have references. So everything that is written above it, you know, is referenced so that, you know, it's not, we can show that what we're saying isn't just made up. There, you know, there's evidence for what we are saying. And then, of course, we have keywords and at the bottom, we have more links. So this is the main layout of the pages. And we will send everyone a template if once they contact us. Where is the template? Hold on a second. So this is our template here. So it'll be in a text format, and we hope that others will fill this out as best they can and send it to us, and then we will post this on the site. Okay. So if we go back once again to our case site. We also have other types of here's a documents here. This is a legal opinion, which we're getting a few of lately. This is a lawyer in the United States who has written to us and has provided his analysis of many cases in the United States currently being or that have just been argued and his evaluation of these cases. All these ones down here are all different cases that have been argued in the United States over the last year, mostly in favor of lockdowns. And this lawyer's argument is that this is unconstitutional and that none of these cases have had any expert witnesses involved at all.
Only looked at one side.
All the judges are just assuming, as this one says right here, that responsible health experts agree, yeah. Which I think we all know they don't.
Yeah, well, that is because they're standing the so-called precautionary principle on its head. They're starting out from the assumption that there's something really dangerous going on. And in reality, it is not an assumption that everyone agrees on, but rather that is the assumption that is being challenged. There is no pandemic. Rather, there is a PCR test pandemic, and that's where the courts should really start their work. But that is also what our colleagues and I are working on, and that's why you're going to be included in this international group of attorneys who are working on this international corona tribunal.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, because here is very important. You know, here this lawyer says all these cases are premised on the court's presumptions that the virus is deadly, that non-symptomatic people can spread it, and that the vaccines are safe and effective.
Which is all a bunch of bullshit.
Right. And so I would welcome people to even, you know, send us these kinds of legal opinions, and they can be part of this site as well. But further on, we also have...
Excuse me, Howard. Is it supposed to be in English?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm, ich glaube, das ist gut.
Well, yeah.
Mm, we have a way to go. Mm-hmm.
We are English speakers, mm-hmm. So it's in English, but I don't suppose it needs to be in English.
Well, no, it doesn't. We'd need a team of people probably to handle the, if it were multilingual. And we, for example, Rainer, we're dealing with Dipali, the Indian lawyer who's, we've got the first case up there. Maybe Gus will just refer to that. And Carolus will just refer to that in a minute. But, and some of those cases are in Indian, but I think we would only kind of present the ones which we can show in English.
Mm-hmm. Well, or we will do two versions. We will do one. We will do a translated version, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're open to all languages, I would say. But we'll probably end up putting an English version.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it'll be primarily in English, but we'll be open to whoever wants to. If somebody wants to do it in their language, that's fine too. Mm-hmm. So this here is a page of links, as it says. These are not necessarily all legal links. Of course, we do have legal links, but these are things that are related to the ongoing narrative, let's say. And they would have, they do have, of course, impact on these legal cases because there's a big scientific, factor to mm-hmm. this whole pandemic. So in the middle here, of course, we have links to lawyer groups or different organizations that have to do with legal issues. And over on the left here, we've got government databases on vaccine injuries. And over here, we have some other data sites that deal with lockdowns or with PCR data or here injury graphs. And if we go down here on the left, we have more independent sources looking at vaccine injuries, which these are growing all the time. And then over here, we've got different organizations petitioning, doctors against this one is students standing up, more doctors standing up. These are companies standing up. In Germany against these measures, and there's many of them here. It's very interesting. And then over here we have a bit of a miscellaneous category. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, for example, one of the things we have here, which we quite like, is this forum on vaccine efficacy, which Ron Johnson held just a month ago. And so here we're showing his interviews with experts and people who've been vaccine injured. And of course, YouTube took down the video, the main video. So we are working on putting up a new version of it. But I think it's important that people know took this down, that YouTube took this down. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, here we have people who have been injured talking about their injuries, which I hope is useful to people in legal the professions or anyone visiting here to see that, you know, there are people who have been injured. And of course, here are professors and expert scientists and people also talking against, you know, giving their expert opinions on the ongoing situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, this looks like it's going to be a gigantic treasure trove, not just for the legal aspects, but for all the other aspects that are somehow connected with the legal aspects. This is great. This is really, really, this is what we've been waiting for. I'm really glad you're digging into this and you're doing this kind of work.
Thank you. Well, thank you. We very much appreciate your support. Well, that's basically the site in a nutshell. You know, over here we do have more articles as they come up. Mm-hmm. That we want to put up, and these are more videos over here that we you know, will be populating more and more. Mm-hmm. In the next few weeks. And so these are extra things, but they will all be geared towards a legal focus. Yeah.
So if there's lawyers looking, you know, watching the show today, the session today, is there a way they can get in touch with you in order to send information?
We would like you to...
Or we do it via the Ausschuss. We could.
We'd like to do it via the Ausschuss. We'll give you our web. We have an email address where lawyers can send us information. I think that's the best way to do it. We just don't want to make that a totally public thing.
No, of course. But keep it
targeted to lawyers. Yeah.
Maybe we can create a special, so I'm talking to the IT right now, maybe we can create a special an email address where lawyers or like people involved in cases can send us information. Let's call it legal.
We do have one. We have a Proton Mail account for this. Okay. And people can use that. Yeah.
I think they're already in touch with our major main IT person.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe then...
And one last thing is we do have...
Then we should just... or later on, maybe on Telegram or somewhere else, we just post the email address and then people can send information or can get in touch with us. Or like, I don't know if it's posted already.
Yes.
Okay, right. Good.
And of course, one last thing is that we do have, for example, a search section. So here is our latest case we've got up just from yesterday, with which... was from somebody, lawyer Dipali from India, and the Ausschuss has just provided us this information. So we've just started to put this up from India. This is our first case from India.
Excellent.
Against you know, Bill Gates, obviously, mm-hmm. and AstraZeneca.
Excellent.
So this one is ongoing, and will be expanded over time, I'm sure.
And it does show that the noose is literally tightening for some of the perpetrators of these crimes. Very good.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Carolus and Howard, thank you so much. This is incredibly important. We have been trying to do this ourselves, but we have too much on our plates. That's why I'm extremely grateful for your help. And I'm sure that all of the international colleagues who are now watching this and who are going to watch this later will get in touch with you. I have a few cases that I'm going to send in too from the U.S.
Very good.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.